I'm Melanie Schott from Oxford University in the UK. I was in the psychology department and I've completed my thesis, which was called Validating Self-Reports for Use in Contact Research. Now, I know that sounds really, really dull, but I'll try and make it a bit more interesting. It's all about prejudice. Prejudice is everywhere. We may not like to think about it, but wherever you've got two groups of people of like different races or religions, you're going to have prejudice. And there's a massive body of research which aims to reduce this prejudice and the conflict between groups. One well-supported theory suggests that if you have friends in the other group, that improves your attitude towards members of that group. So if someone has Muslim friends, then he's more likely to feel more positive towards Muslims in general, because he's had the chance to get to know some of them as individuals and realize they're not all the same, and to dispel some stereotypes that he might hold. Now, the vast majority of this research hinges on something called the self-report methodology. What that means is basically the researcher asks the participant how he feels about Muslims. Do you spot the flaw? Well, that's right, people don't always tell the truth. If I asked you if you like Muslims, you'd probably say, of course, even if you don't, because you don't want to appear prejudiced. Now, you might be lying to me, you might be lying to yourself to protect your own self-image. However, we can detect automatic responses that you can't even consciously control to measure subconscious prejudice. However, to evaluate cross-group friendship, we need to know about attitudes and about how many friends you have who are of a specific race or religion. And no method exists to subconsciously measure friendship, just attitudes. So if people lie about how many friends they have in another group, then that undermines the validity of the conclusions that we can draw from the vast majority of research into using contact to reduce prejudice. So that's the issue my thesis addressed. First and most simply, I used Facebook to corroborate people's reports of cross-group friendship. I looked through friend lists to find faces or names that indicated membership of a certain racial group, and I found that these did agree with what people said about how many friends they had in that group. And that was the first time Facebook was actually used to measure friendship, and it's now becoming a recognized method, so that makes me quite happy. Among the other methods I used was observer reports. I found that what a person's intimate acquaintances said about that person's number of cross-group friends corroborated what they themselves said. In other words, they weren't lying. My findings were very good news for contact researchers, because they indicated that their efforts had not been in vain, and this allowed me to publish a bunch of articles supporting the continued use of self-reports in contact research. My PhD was funded by the Economic and Social Research Council.